Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Chaim Hillowitz. Meseches Moed Katan has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas, Peril Bas Rabbi Yehoshua Heschel HaKohen.
Moed Katan Daf Chof Aleph. The Gemara quotes a braisa, which makes a list of the things that an Ovel is usher to do during the Yemei HaShiva. The Rishonim take note that this list is not exhaustive. We've seen through our perek, especially at the beginning of our perek, that there are many more of the Nihugim which constitute the Nihugi Shiva, which the Braisa here fails to mention. And the Rishonim give reasons as to why the Braisa left out and excluded those other Nihugim. Two of the Nihugim which are not mentioned in the Braisa, but which we've encountered before, are the Nihugim of Kfiya Samita and Ativa Sarosh. And Tosfos in Divrei Maaskal Elu explains that the Braisa omitted these two Nihugim, because the Braisa only lists Isurim, the things that an Avel is also to do, whereas these things are mitzvos, things that an Avel must actively do in order to be Mekayim. Tosfos goes on and makes note of the fact that our minhag is not to be noik either of these Nihugi Avelos during the Shiva, that both Ativas HaRosh and Kfiyas HaMita have fallen out of use as far as the minhag of Avelim. We'll focus on the justification Tosfos offers as to why the minig has fallen into disuse for Avelim to do Ativas HaRosh. He writes, Tosfos makes reference to the Gemara later on in Nafchav Dala that Atifa needs to be Ativas Yishmaelim. And if Avelim were to be Noheg, the Ativas HaRosh of Ativas Yishmaelim, to wrap their heads in a manner similar to that of the Yishmaelim, it would bring Lidei Schok. And Tosfos doesn't say from whom this chok is coming. Other Rishonim, including the Gois Maimini and the Smag, say that it's because, again, we live among the Nachrim, and if the Nachrim would see that we were being noeg this Ativas HaRosh, they would make light of us, and it would create a schok that they would think that when we're Avelim, we act in a light-headed manner. The Beis Yosef's response to this smag that he quotes in Siman Shin Pei Vav is Va'ana lo ra'inu v'lo shamanu mishapatar me'atifa mipnei taina zu. The Beis Yosef feels this is completely unjustified to say the taina that doing atifa would bring schok from the goyim to be a justification for patering the avelim from that atifa. And the mashmaz of the Beis Yosef is that in fact one should be knowing this atifa. The Darkei Moshe in the Ramovir responds, exactly the opposite. Like the Smag said, that in Ashkenaz, Darkei Moshe said he never saw anyone who was an Ovel who was Mutov. It may be that the Beis Yosef, who lived in Eretz Yisrael and was familiar with Ativas Yishmaelim, didn't see it at all as a strange thing which would be maybe Lidei Schok, and therefore he didn't understand why the Smag thought that this would be a justification for pottering a villain from Ativas HaRosh, whereas the Darkei Moshe, who did not live in such a society, thought it would be. In any event, by and large, most Avelim nowadays, Ruba de Ruba, do not do Ativas HaRosh. I heard that there are Timanim who do some form of Ativas HaRosh with the Talas, but for the most part, Avelim do not do Ativas HaRosh. Now, the Sefer Emek Bracha, in the back in the Yonei Avelos, he says, over there, Tameani, Po Be'eretz Yisrael, someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, who's an Avel, Be'ir Shekula Yisrael, where everyone who surrounds him is Jewish. Lama einogin mativas Yishmael. Do ein shayach kan tam hanal liftor nechil Hashem ben hanochrim. Befrat po be'oret sha aravim adai einogin mativas zu. He says that certainly someone who lives in the ear which is Kula Yisrael, so the reason that the Smag gave that there will be sechok coming from the goyim doesn't apply. And even if someone lives in a place where there are goyim, but since the Arabs which surround him continue to be noeg this niug of Tivas Yishmaelim, so it's hard to say that this niyog on the count of Avelim would constitute schok. Now we'd like to try to offer a teretz to this very difficult question that Emek Bracha is asking on the minig, and to give a justification for why our minig is the way it is. The Emek Bracha was assuming that which the Smag said, that the reason that there's a problem of schok from the goyim is that it creates a chilul Hashem, that the goyim see that the Jews, when they're in mourning, so they act in such a funny way, that creates a chilul Hashem. And if, in fact, that is what the Smag means, so then the Emek Bracha's taina is a very strong one. Someone who doesn't live among goyim and doesn't face them, there's no reason to assume that it would create a chilul Hashem. But if we investigate the matter in the Rishonim a little more, we'll find that the Rishonim actually use an analogy to a different time in the Sigurd that we find the Indian of Schok. There's a well-known Gemara on Daf Chavav that says that an Ovel may not hold a Tinok in his lap because it is Mevila de Schok umizgana al Habrios, that the Ovel holding the child may begin to have a lighter mood than he normally has during the Mea Avelis, and when he acts in a lightheaded fashion, his mood is somewhat lightened up, it causes Mizgana al Habrios. It causes people to say, look, this Ovel doesn't care about his Avelis, and it causes his covet in the eyes of the people around him to be decreased. In the Machzor Vitri, as well as in the Siddur Rashi, both of them say that this minhag that we have not to do Atifas Arosh because of the schok of the goyim can be compared to that Gemara. And they write like this: umitoch kach heim, meaning the avelim themselves, bayim lidei schok umizganin b'sochakom al habrios. That when the goyim or the surrounding people around the ovel are misachik on the ovel because of the way he looks, because of the way he's acting, that might also become infectious and cause the ovel himself to become bischok, to have a slightly lighter mood. And that's miskana al habrios, similar to the way we find in the ovel holding a tinok on his lap. So lefi that it's mavur in Rashi, in the Machzor Vitri, that it's not simply that the goyim are thinking about us, that we are mourning in a silly way, and therefore that's a chilul Hashem. But it's because the infectiousness of the schok, that if someone looks strange, looks out of place, that might engender schok among those around him, and that also might infect the avel, that he himself will lose his state of mind of avelus and become b'schok, and that creates a problem. Vizgal al abrios, that the brios are thinking negatively about the Ovel that is not taking his Avelis seriously. And it's certainly a Davar Chomer Ma'od for an Ovel to be Mesiach Das from his Avelis during the time of the Avelis. And therefore, we are particularly concerned that he should retain and maintain his somber mood and not do anything which might possibly cause Chok in the Beis HaOvel. And moreover, we also find in the Isser V'Hetel Rashi, he adds on to this Taina that the Goyim will be Mevi l'dei schok. He writes, "Va'af b'nei habayis misachigim aleim." That if the avel looks strange, he has atifas arosh on him that no one in these circles does. So then the b'nei habayis, the people around the avel, also think he looks funny, and they might be mevi l'dei schok. And the same process might be set into place that the avel might also be drawn into the schok and therefore be misgana al habrios. Therefore, it may be that even though the Rishonim talked about the goyim, it's lav dafka goyim. It's really anyone who would see the avel and think that he looks out of place, thinks that he looks strange, that might lead some to make a joke, someone to make a slightly lighter mood on the Beis HaOvel. And the Rishonim are saying that's unacceptable because that also might infect the mood of the Ovel. The Ovel might forget his Avelos for a few moments. He might make a joke, become a bit lightheaded. And that is something which is a diametric opposition to what Avelos is all about. And therefore, the meaning was that because this is an unusual way of sitting, someone who is sitting with an Ativas Yishma'elim, and it could create schok among those who see him, even if they're not goyim, therefore the meaning is not to do the Atifa at all, so that, chas v'shalom, there shouldn't be schok, and the Avel should not be Mizgana al Habrios, similar to what we find the Isser that the Gemara says, an Avel holding a Tinok b'cheiko. One of the things on the list of this Braisa that an Avel is also to do during the Me'ah Shiva is Lomo Torah. The Gemara says also Likras Batorah, Unavim, Uksuvim, Velishnos, Vemishnah, Vemedarish, Vealochos, Vashas, etc. We'd like to try to investigate some of the Prati Din of the Isser Talmud Torah for an Avel, both the Gedder of whether or not an Avel is Chayiv or Patra from Talmud Torah during his Avelis, as well as whether there are exceptions made for Dvarim Haroyim to learn them be'ion, and for someone who is so intensely connected to Torah if there's a Heter for him. Begin discussing the Isser of Talmud Torah for an Ovel with the discussion that Tosus has in Divrei Maskil V'Aser. Tosus relates that Rabbeinu Yitzchak and Rabbeinu Yaakov, who's Rabbeinu Tam, were mistapek about whether or not the heterim that the Sugi and Tainus tells us that on Tisha B'Av one may learn Dvarim Haroyim, for example, Eov and Kinos and other of the negative stories in the Tanakh and in the Torah, then a person on Tisha B'Av may learn these things. The same heter apply for an Ovel. Now, the Isharish of the Suffolk seems to be, in the Mashmaos of the end of Tosus, and as well this is fleshed out clearly by the Meiri earlier in Naftaz Vav, is that here, the Isser of Divrei Torah for an Ovel, the Gemara told us before Naftaz Vav, was because of the Pasuk of Hanik Dom, that the Avil must remain silent from speaking, and the speech, the Chazal Mekabel, that the Pasuk meant to Aser, is Talmud Torah. However, the Gemara in Taina said that the Yisod of the Iser of Divrei Torah on Tisha B'Av for everyone is because Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Esamchei Lev, that a person may not be Besimcha on Tisha B'Av, and Divrei Torah Mesameach the Lev of a person, and therefore it's inappropriate for a person to learn Divrei Torah. So therefore, one might say that if the Isser is rooted in the Isser of Simcha, that a person should not do things which are Mesameachim. So if the person learns Dvarim Harayim, which doesn't bring as much Simcha to a person, then there's a Heter on Tisha B'Av. And as an aside, what is in fact the Heter of Dvarim Harayim, even on Tisha B'Av? Every bit of Divrei Torah is Mesameach. A person, even if it's the content of it is Dvar Ra. I actually saw this question brought down, was posed to Chaim Kanievsky during the time he was sitting Shiva for Rebsen Kanievsky by Arlaim Steinman, and that was the question that they discussed. The Aruch HaShulchan, in Shin Pei Dalet, he writes that even though there is a Mesikos and Simcha in every little bit of Torah, certainly there is Simcha that one can find from learning even Dvar HaRayim, but the Tzar and the Meriros that can be found in these Inyanim in Torah overrides and overcomes the Simcha of the Torah. So in any event, there we understand in the Tisha B'Av the reason that the Isser of Dvarim HaRayim, the Isser of Talmud Torah would be waived for Dvarim HaRayim is because if the Isser is rooted in not having Simcha, so then Dvarim HaRayim don't bring Simcha. But here, if the Isser is rooted in Haneg Dom, because the person may not speak too much, may not speak the Dvarim Torah, so maybe it shouldn't matter whether or not he's learning Dvarim HaRayim or not. Lemaisa, he has to be quiet, and be Mekabel Zabelis in silence. So that's the subject of the Tosus. Lemaisa, most of Rishonim do pass, and there is a Heter for the Avil to learn Dvarim HaRayim during the Shiva. Now, Lachar, we can still be Choker, even Lefi, the way that we Paskin, that the Avil has a Heter for Dvarim HaRayim. Does that mean that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is fully incumbent upon the Avil? He's mechuyev to learn just like everyone else is mechuyev to learn. It's just that his choice of what he has to learn is tremendously limited. He may only learn the things which don't bring him simcha. But within the Dvarim HaRayim, the Avil has a full chiyev and mitzvah of Talmud Torah just like anyone else. Or do we say that no, that because the Avil is prohibited by and large from learning Divrei Torah, and there are only a few parts of Torah that he is permitted to learn, in essence, Chazal took away his mitzvah. Chazal said that he's not b'chalal mechuyev, he's not b'chalal mitzvah to learn Torah. If he chooses, he has a heter, according to these Rishonim, of a rishus, to learn in Dvarim HaRayim. These don't violate, these don't contradict his avelus because they don't bring simcha. But there's no chiyev, and there's no mitzvah chiyuvis for the person to learn Talmud Torah like everyone else when he's an avel. So as we'll see shortly, l'chor is muchach in several Rishonim that in fact there is no chiyev for the avel, and there is no, it's only a dvar rishus for him to learn the Dvarim HaRayim, even if the Dvarim HaRayim are mutter for him, it's just a heter, but there's no mitzvah.
Rashi over here in Divrei HaMasel V'Asur
quotes the Gemara in Sukkah that says that an Avel is chayv b'chol mitzvah shebet Torah chutz min ha'tefillin. And if that's the case, asks Rashi, how can the Gemara say that an Avel is asur to learn Torah? Rashi answers, ha'sam shar mitzvah v'alma, avahani is b'hu simcha. That which the Gemara in Sukkah said, that an Avil is chai b'chol mitzvos, refers to mitzvos that don't contain simcha within them. But the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in all its various forms contains simcha, as we mentioned. So therefore, since this mitzvah contains simcha within it, so therefore the Avil is not chayiv in Talmud Torah. Other Rishonim, including the Ramban, say that since the Avil is going to be saying Kriyashma, that's the mitzvah of Kriyashma that he's mechuyev in, he can be yotzi his chiv of Talmud Torah with that, like the Gemara says, that even if a person only reads Kriyashma Shal Shachris and Kriyashma Shal Arvis, he is yotzi his minimal chiv of Talmud Torah. Now, the pashtus of the assumption of this question that the Rishonim asked, that if the Gemara in Sukkah says an Ovel is chayv in mitzvahs, how can our Gemara say that the Ovel is not permitted to learn, is that even if there are things that an Ovel is permitted to learn, he is not going to be mechuyev to learn them. And that was the question, that if our Gemara is saying that an Avil may not learn things, and therefore he is exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, how does that fit with the Gemara in Sukkah that says an Avil is chayev b'chol mitzvah amuras b'Torah? Because if we would assume that a person is in fact mechuyev in the Dvarim HaRayim to learn the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so then Rishonim would have answered that very simply. They would have said, of course an Avil is chayiv in Talmud Torah, very pasha. He's chayiv in Talmud Torah, that he's allowed to learn. And in fact, Aruch Lener and Sukkah over there, Naf Chafei, says this teretz. He says the answer to the Rishonim's question is that an Avil is mechuyiv, has a mitzvah to learn the Dvarim HaRayim, and that's what the Gemara in Sukkah means, that he's chayiv b'chol mitzvah amuras b'Torah. The fact that Rishonim asks the question the way they do and don't offer that answer
is strongly masma that they hold that, in fact, the Avil is not mechuyev in the midst of Talmud Torah, even on the Dvarim Haroim, and therefore they had their question. The question stood, how can it be that the Gemara in Sukkah says an Avil is chayev b'chol mitzvah amuras b'torah chutz min atfilin if our Gemara tells us that an Avil is pater and is aser in Talmud Torah? Now, one might say that which Rashi and the Ramban assumed, that the Avel, as we pointed out, L'chora is pater from Talmud Torah, it's only because they held, like the Tzad Chumra and Tosis, that an Avel is not allowed to learn even the things which are Dvarim Haroim. And if there's nothing for the Avel to learn, so obviously that means that he's completely pater from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But if we were to assume, as we do assume L'halacha, as the Rosh and other poskim say, and this is how it's paskin in the Torah Shulchan Aruch, hold that an Avel is permitted to learn Dvarim Haroim, so it may very well be that an Avel would be mechuyev to learn the Dvarim Haroim, just like every day he's mechuyev to learn the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. However, in the Ritva, it's muchach not like this, because the Ritva in our sugya agrees with the Tzad Kula and Tosis that an Avel is permitted to learn the Dvarim Haroim, and the Ritva earlier on Daf Tezvav said the same as Rashi and the Ramban. He also asked the same question, how can it be that an Avel is pater from Talmud Torah if the Gemara in Sukkah says an Avel is chayv v'chol mitzvah shebet Torah? And he offers the two answers of the Rishonim. He offers Rashi's answer, that the Gemara there is not including mitzvahs that bring simcha, and he offers the Ramban's answer, that the person can be yotzei with the Kriyash Mashal Shachris and Kriyash Mashal Arvis. So as we pointed out, l'chor, the whole assumption of the question is that the Avil is not mechuyev to learn the Dvar Marayim, because if he would, the Ritva would have said that the chiyev that the Gemara in Sukkah is describing of Chol Mitzvah Shebet Torah, the Avil is mechuyev to with regard to Dvar Marayim. It might be possible to be dochek in the Ritva if one examines Ritva carefully, both here in Arsig and Nafchav Aleph, and Ritva Nafchav Gimel Med Aleph, the heter that he offers clearly for an Avil to learn is only Avil Rabasi and Hilchas Avelus. And there might be a mashmos in the Ritva that's only mutter because the Avil needs to learn these things to know what to do. In other words, he's not learning them B'Torah's Talmud Torah, to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but Pashut, he's learning the Halacha so he knows how to properly serve out his Avelus. And that's L'char Muchach and Mekubal on all the Rishonim Kimat, that if the Avil needs to learn, not in order to be Mekayim Talmud Torah, to learn Torah for the sake of learning, but he needs to learn Torah just Pasha to know the halachas, to know what to do, that's in fact mutter. And we'll see shortly the Achronim discuss the question of whether an Avil can learn Torah be'ian. Rishon Zalman Orbach in Halicha Shlomo writes that even if we'll assume that an Avil is normally not permitted to learn be'ian, but if in order for one to know what to do, there's a necessity to learn Hilchos Avelus be'ian, then one may even learn it ba'amkos of a popol to come out with the Asuke Shmaitza Liba de Hilchasa. So Yadua, I believe, Reb Chaim Brisker, when he was in Avelus, he learned Hilchos Avelus be'ian, and they asked him, the Rebbe, L'chore, the poskim assumed that once you're not learned be'ian, even though we'll see it's not so pasher, but that's the pashas in the poskim. And Reb Chaim responded, the only way that he could know what to do, the only way that he'd be able to know l'maisa, how to act and be paskin l'halacha l'maisa during Hilchos Avelus, if he learned all the sugyos be'in, learned up all the Rishonim and all the poskim. So therefore, it could be that that's all the Ritva means. But still, the pashas of the Ritva is that even if a heter to learn Dvar Marayim exists, still the Ritva is assuming that a person is in fact pater from Talmud Torah. And that's the lashon of the Ritva as well. He says, V'nimsa she'eno pater mimana, with regard to Kriyishma, he's not pater from Talmud Torah. Mashma, that with regard to all other limudim, he's pater. In other words, Dvar Marayim is a heter, it's a rishus, he is permitted to learn these other things, but there's no mitzvah. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, is medayik this Ritva, and he says the passage, both mitzad the lashon of the Ritva and mitzad the way the Ritva goes about asking this question, is muchach, that the Ritva holds that an Avel is not mechuyev to learn Torah bechlal, even the things he's permitted to learn, there's no mitzvah to learn them, it's a rishus to learn them. And l'chor, that's the pashas as well of Rashi and the Ramban, the way they ask the question, even though it's not muchach, because it could be they held that there is no heter even for Dvar Harayim for the Avel to learn, and therefore, obviously, the Avel has nothing left to learn, so he's pater. But l'fi the way we hold that an Avel is able to learn Dvar Harayim, it might be mechuyev. But in the Ritva, it's muchach, that an Avel is, in fact, pater from Talmud Torah during Yimei HaVelus. I'll just read a line that Rishon Zalman wrote over there. He said, She'ikr mataris Yimei HaEvel, hu she'eh ha'avel yoshev domeim, u'misbonein, b'meh she'ir lo v'yitin aliba lo shevel Hashem. The ikr mitzvah of the Avel is to sit quietly and to think what Hashem has done to him, and to take from there that he must do tshuva. And this is what the Gemara mentioned earlier, the mekor of the Isra of Talmud Torah is from the pasuk in Yecheskel Hanik Dom. The Avel should remain silent. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman wrote, V'lachein It's not the proper thing for the Aval to dafka try to be learning too many things, even the Dvar HaMutarim, during the Mehel Evel, because that's not what the Avels is meant for. Avels is meant for the Avel to be Meshiv Libo al Hashem, V'achai Yitin al Libo, to think about what Hashem's done to him, and to be Mizbonein as to how he can better his ways.
Now, with regard to what Svarim a person may learn on Tisha B'Av, there's an important Maar Mokum here in the Me'iri. The Me'iri says, Shalom Nestor Devei Torah La'Avel El Derech Limud. Someone who's learning L'Shem Limud, Shem Talmud Torah, those Devei Torah Ha'asr for him on Tisha B'Av, except for the Dvarim Haroyim. Avel Ayin V'Svarim Hamazarzim Liba Shal Adam L'Tshuva Lo Nesar. To learn Sifrei Musar, Svarim which push a person to do Tshuva, to be Mizbonein, that's not only Mutter, but Adirab Roy Shasekin, it's proper for an Avel to be engaged in those things. And l'chor, this is no Geya for people on Tisha B'Av. People who wonder sometimes, they learn Sifrei Musar and the like. On Tisha B'Av, l'chor, it's mevor in the Me'iri that it is in fact Mutter. With regard to learning Bi'iyun on during the Shiva, so we know the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Siman Tov Kuf Nun Daled in Or HaChaim with regard to l'chor Tisha B'Av quotes from the Magen Avraham, Hashem the Maharil, that a person on Tisha B'Av should not learn Bi'iyun. Mishnah Berurah quotes an Isser from the Magen Avraham, Lisa V'litin B'Halacha, from the Taz. He quotes that one may only be lomid pshutan shel dvarim avalo derech pilpul. And this is, by and large, that many people have, although it is said over with Chazan Ish disputed this, but mostly the minig is like the Mishnah Berurah there says, that on Tisha B'Av it is usher to learn Bi'iyun. And that with regard to an aval during Shiva, the Birka Yosef from the Chida, in Siman Shin Pei Daled, writes as follows: Re'isil Echad Me'Hagdolam Yimei Evlo She'Lomid Behilchos Avelos Be'Iyun Nimratz Be'Ino Levin Atzmo U'Mashem Mechadesh Be'Inyan Shakel V'Tayo Din Kosi V'Mala Ala Sefer. That the Chido reports he witnessed a certain gadol when he was in Avel. He learned with tremendous Iyun during his Yimei Evel by himself, not with a chavrusa, and whatever chidushim he came up with, he wrote down. The Chido's comment on this was: V'Leah Hejot Lav Shaper Avid. He, in his opinion, this is improper. The Vada Kimin Shemamik Biyuno Mechadish Ein Simcha Lebal Torah Gedola Mizu. If the whole reason that an Avel may not learn Torah is that it brings him Simcha, so even if he's learning the Dvarim Haroyim, but when he's Mechadish the Torah from there and learns a Biyun and it gets a tremendous Havana in them, for sure that will cause Simcha to the Avel, and that's improper. And there, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Halicha Shlomo explains that the Isser of the Mishnah Berurah that we mentioned, and the Birka Yosef, it doesn't mean to learn things on a superficial level. One is permitted to learn the Dvarim Haroyim Behavana. It's only usur to delve too deeply into them, to try to be ma'ayin too much, and come up with the Havanos and the Gedarim and the Lashitosams. That's improper. But to learn with Havana, to understand what one is learning, that certainly is mutter. That's what Shlomo Zalman writes. One more Maar Mokum we'll discuss with regard to Talmud Torah for an Avel is Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, which the Beis Yosef quotes in Siman Shin Pei Daled, says, "Im hayalahot achra Torah mutter." If someone was super excited to learn Torah, then it is mutter for the Avil to learn l'chora anything, even things which are not the Dvarim Harayim. Beis Yosef says about this, "V'lo kosvu haposkim." The early poskim in the Yerushalmi didn't quote this Yerushalmi. And the Aruch HaShulchan asks over there in Shin Pei Daled that if someone is lahot achra Torah, so l'chora it's more of a reason to say they should be usher, because for sure for him it'll be a simcha. If he learns, he's super excited, he's super ravenous to learn. And if he's able to, so certainly that will bring him simcha. So Aruch HaShulchan says what we have to say what the Yerushalmi means is that he's so lahot that if he's not able to learn, he'll come with a day sakana. That the learning is so much a part of him that if he's not able to learn for these days of the Avel, then chas v'shalom, he might come l'day sakana. And he says that's why the poskim left this out, because it's so rare to find a person who's on such a high level. Therefore, since it's not so nogeya, this case, the poskim omitted this halacha. It's well known what people say, that the Rogachever learned bi'iyun all in yonim, even not Dvarim Haroyim, he learned regular Siddarim during the Yimei Ha'Evel. I found in the Sefer Ben Ayahu from the Ben Ish Chai in Brochus Daf Chav Dalad, he tells a story about Gon Echad, it may be the Rogachever, who said that this Gon had such cheshek nifla to learn, even when he was in Avel, he hid himself in a room and learned his regular limudim of Esek HaTorah during Yimei Ha'Evel. And his friends asked him, L'chor Tzedavar Aser, and they said, what are you doing? Amar lahem, yodati kani over al divrei chachamim. I know I'm doing something wrong. V'yodati ki bevadi yekabel b'yom hadin onesh al davar zeh. V'ani muchan lisbol lekabel onesh hazeh, yiyah mashi yiyah, ki hu einu yochel es apik lisbol tzar batolam divrei Torah.
Shekasha alav kimavas. This Gon commented that even though he knows he'll have to one day be punished for being over on Divrei Chachamim who asked and Avil to learn, but for him not to learn, the Tsar B'tel Torah was so great, it's like the Tsar of Death, and therefore he was unable to pry himself away. Obviously, we need to understand what the Mahalach of this Gon was. It may be, though, that the Pshat in the Rogachev, if this story is correct, is like the Aruch HaShulchan, that his connection to Torah was so strong, was so intense, that if he was forced not to learn Torah for these days of Avil, it would be Mevel de Sakana, and therefore he came out to the heter of the Yerushalmi of Mishalot Achar Torah Mutar Lilmod Bavilus.
So just to summarize what we've seen about Dinei Talmud Torah for an Avel, we saw the Suffolk and the Tosus and the Meiri, if the heter of Dvarim Haroim that we find in Tisha B'Av extends to an Avel as well, and the Shorash HaSuffolk was whether or not we can extend the Isser of Pitkudei Hashem Yisharim Mitzham Chilev to be Magdir, the Isser of Hanik Dom for an Avel, and therefore something which isn't Misameach like Dvarim Haroim would not fall under the Isser of Hanik Dom. We saw L'chor the Mashmos of Rashi and the Ramban, L'chor is also Muchach and the Ritva and Naftezvav, that an Avel is not only not allowed to do the Talmud Torah of normal Dvarim during Avelis, but he's actually Pater from learning all Torah, even Torah that's Mutter for him to do, to learn during the Meha Avel. And as well, this might be related to the Machlokas Rishonim, whether or not the Heter Dvarim Haroim applies for an Avel, but Nirudva was Muchach, that even if the Heter does apply, nonetheless a person is not Mechiv to learn those things, it's only a Heter, a Rishus, to learn those in Yonim. The Meiri taught us that Divrei Sifrei Musar, things which cause Truva, are Mutter. With regard to learning B'Ian, we saw that both in Hilchas Tisha B'Av and in Hilchas Avel, Poskim are not pleased about learning the Yonim B'Ian, unless one is has the need to learn the Nyanim B'Iyan to know what to do. And we discovered the Yerushalmi that discusses Mishalohot Achar Torah has a heter, and perhaps this can apply to a person whose connection to Talmud Torah is so strong that he would be Balei Sakana if he was unable to learn.
With regard to the Isser of Tefillin for an Ovel, the Gemara cites the Machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether the Ovel is Aser B'Gilyam and Rishonim La'aniach Tefillin, and then Mishlish Ve'elach Mishlish Bechlal his Miniach, that's Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Or no, an Ovel is only Aser B'Shnei Yamim HaRishonim, and then Yom Sheni Ve'elach V'Sheni Bechlal Rabbi Yeshua Matirs the Ovel to put on Tefillin.
Tosus in Divrei Maskal B'Shlishi is bothered. How did the Gemara know that these Asmachtos that we have to limit the Niyag Avelis to 2 days or to 1 day, according to the respective Tanoim, said about Tefillin? Maybe it should be said about different Nihugim. So Tosis explains that because the Pasuk said, Vacharisa Kiyomar, or it said Yimei Bechi, so these things are steerers to Tefillin. The Kol Shashu Mar Nefesh, Mis'ol Ba'afar, Ve'enza Pe'er, that Tefillin stands in contradiction, Legamre, to the Marirus of Vacharisa Kiyomar, or to Bechi, because if a person is Mar Nefesh, he can't have the Pe'er Tefillin. Tefillin are called Pe'er in the Pasuk in Yechezkel. And therefore, it was understood by the Gemara that the Niyogot Tefillin should be limited to these days.
The Aruch HaShulchan asks, in Siman Shin Pei, that even if Tosis is right, but Aray, the Gemara earlier listed several Limudim from the Pasuk in Yechezkel that we see that an Avil may not put on Tefillin, and it listed all together the Isser of Talmud Torah and the Isser of Ativas Arosh, and other things. And if that's the case, how did we know to say that only Tefillin should be limited to 1 or to 2 days? Even if we have a reason to say that the Pasuk is talking about Tefillin, but maybe Tefillin should be Megala, that all the things in the Pasuk in Yechezkel are only limited to 1 or 2 days. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes as follows, that because Tefillin is a mitzvah, so therefore Chazal decided to single out Tefillin to say that only Tefillin should be Nitche from the Avil for only 1 or 2 days, and not beyond that. And even though Talmud Torah is also a mitzvah, but a person can learn the Dvarim Haroim, as we discussed earlier. Another difference he lists is that Talmud Torah and all the other Nihukim here are things that relate to Tainug, relate to a person enjoying himself, feeling good, or having Simcha in the case of Talmud Torah. And those things, it made sense that an Avil for the entire 7 days should try to stay away from so that he can focus on his Avelis. But Tefillin is not because of Simcha or because of Idunim and Ta'anugim. Tefillin is because it's called Pe'er. Tefillin is called that a person is putting on something which shows that he's Chashav, that he has some glory to him. Pe'er Chachavash refers to Tefillin. And therefore, it's not because of the simcha of the tanugim, it's simply because the pe'er is nistar, the pe'er is contradicted by the fact that the person is bimariris, the person has a bitter mood. And therefore, only on the ikr day of the mariris, Chazal said that he can't put on his pe'er. But the rest of the days he can. Mashenge, and the other nihuga avelas, which are contradictions to simcha, or to tanugim, there Chazal felt it makes sense to have those nihugim being the entire 7 days when the person has the iser of simcha and tanugim.
Now, Charvik Mimidayik, the Lashon of the Gemara, which is an interesting Lashon, it says, Gimel Yom Rishonim Asur L'Necht Filin. Then it continues and it says that the Yom Shlishi is Bechlal the Yomim Hamutarim L'Necht Filin. And the same thing in Rabbi Yehoshua, that says, Aval Shnei Yomim Rishonim Asur L'Necht Filin. And then it says, the Sheni is Bechlal the Yomim Heter. So if that's true, that the third and second day, respectively, according to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua, are in fact Bechlal the Heter, so why did they start off saying that the Isser is for 3 days or for 2 days, respectively? It's not really true. The Isser is only for 2 days, according to Rabbi Eliezer, or for 1 day, according to Rabbi Yehoshua. So the Ramban in the Torah Sadon is bothered by this. And he says he would have liked to say that the Pshat is that, in fact, not the entire third day, according to Rabbi Eliezer, or the entire second day, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, is mutter for the Avil to put on tefillin. But he may only put on the tefillin after Mikzas Yom Kikulo. As we saw earlier in the Afyutes, Mikzas Yom Kikulo begins after it's Amdu Menachem Me'etzlo, after the Menachem take leave of the Avel in the morning. So then the Raman suggests that perhaps that's what the Tanam here meant, that only on the third day, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the second day, according to Rabbi Yeshua, after the Menachem leave in the morning, only then does the Avel become Mutter B'tefillin, because only then he can utilize the halacha of Mikzas Hayom Kikulo. And this is as well the stimus of the Tosfos. Tosfos Devar Maslo Mishlishi writes at the beginning, Ushlishi Chashvin on Mikzas Kikulo, that what the Gemara meant when it said that on the third day the Avil is Aser to put on tefillin, or for the first 3 days, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the first 2 days, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it means because on that a third or second day, respectively, the Avil has to wait Mikzas Yom Kikulo in order to put on tefillin. So that's what the Tosfos L'Chora holds, and that's what Ramban says he would have thought from the Pashas HaGemara. However, the Ramban says that he saw in the Rif and other Gaonim that they said not like him, that the Avel is Mutter B'Tfilin immediately on the morning of the second day, according to the way we paskin, like the Gemara says, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, that it's only Shnei Yamim which are Aser, which means that the second day already is Mutter. So the Rif wrote that already in the morning after Netzachama, the Avel may already put on tefillin, and the Ramban is bothered. If that's the case, why does the Gemara say here that the Avil is also for Shnei Yamim Rishonim? It's not really true. So we have in the Shita Tamid Yechil Miparis and in Toz Rosh, they explain as follows, that we know that there's a built-in halacha to the way the Yamim of Avelis work, and that is Mikzas Yom Kikulo, which we've encountered earlier in Nefutas and in Nefchof here as well in our Sugya, it's made reference to. And because of this halacha, the Gemara needed to use a lashon, which would make it clear that here we are not using halacha Mikzas Yom Kikulo. In other words, since the mikoros, which we have to tell us that tefillin or usher, only really allow us to say that there are 2 days, says according to Rabbi Eliezer, Vayitamu Yemei Bechi Evel Moshe, and that's the mikor for 2 days. And according to Rabbi Yehoshua, the mikor is Vacharitza Kiyomar, that's the mikor of 1 day. So you need a full day. And Mikzas Yom Kikulo is not going to be a mechanism we can use to limit that day to less than a day or 2 days, according to the respective Tanaim. The Rishonim explain, how do we know this is true? Maybe we should say that, in fact, we should say Mikzas Yom Kikulo. So the Shita brings that the word Vayitamu is Mashma, it was Yomim Tamimim, full days, and they bring as well from the Ravid that the Lashon of Kiyomar is Mashma, even a little bit more than a day, a full day. So because the Psukim, the Asmachtos that the Gemara had for the Shitos Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua told us that there needed to be full days. So they're trying to explain, if the Gemara would have said, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Shnei Yomim Rishonim Aser, you would have thought Shnei Yomim means that there's 1 day plus Mikzas Kikulo, because since in Avelos there's the klal of Mikzas Hayom Kikulo, so you can be Mekayim the second day of Isser Tefillin through a Mikzas Hayom Kikulo. Therefore, the Gemara used to use a lashon to make it clear that's not the case. We need 2 full days. The way the Gemara said that is by saying, Gimel Yom HaRishonim Aser. Then it went on and it said that Shlishi is Bechlal Yemei HaHeter, to tell you that it's not enough to have
to have a mixing kula on the second day, but you need the entire second day. Only after the third day starts does the heter come. And same thing is true for Rabbi Yeshua. Use the lashon of shnei yomim rishonim asur, and then the yom hasheni is mechala heter. Because if only would have said yom rishon asur, you would have thought that only means the mix is a yom of the yom rishon. That's already enough to mekayim the yom rishon, and that would be the sufficient to be mekayim the isur of achrisik yomar. Therefore, the Gemara used the lashon which is clear that shnei yom rishonim asur to include the entire first day, and then it went on to say that the second day already is b'chlal the Yemei HaHeter. As we mentioned, the Rishonim intimated that with regard to the Isra Tefillin, theoretically there would have been the mechanism mixing kikulo in place had the Gemara not gone out of his way to point out that it is not in place. And this is interesting because there's a wide machlokas in Achronim. The Gemara here on Amud Beis, Chaval Amud Beis, lists a series of nihugim which have a chumra in the first 3 days with regard to malacha, with regard to yitzim and pesach beso, with regard to sheila shalom, and other inyanim of nihugim abelis. And the achronim have a big debate over there with regard to mixim kikulo on the third day, the isra malacha lamashal, that the Gemara says for an ani who's a misparanis men atztaka, and he has a heter to do malacha betzina after the third day, does that mean that he has a heter ready on the third day itself after mixim kikulo, or does it mean he only has a heter on the fourth day? It's a big machlokas. The Gra talks about the Chachmas Adam, and the Ramah already touches on it in a few places. Now, Lechora, we would have thought we could bring a raya from these Rishonim here, the Rishonim Lechora Mavur, that Be'etzem, there is a halacha, mixim kikula, with regard to the inihukim, which are less than 7 days, as we see in Tefillin. And most of the Achronim did not bring a raya from Tefillin. Why then did they not see in Tefillin a raya? So Lechora, we can suggest two chilukim between Tefillin and the other Nihugei Avelis. First of all, what the Gemara itself says. The Gemara itself, when it makes reference to the Psak of Rava at the bottom, that Rava held that the Tana of our Mishnah required 3 days as Ikra Avelis, yet Rava still held that your Eino Cholot to Tefillin. The Gemara asked, why was Rava so Mekel? And the Gemara answered, because Mitzvah Shaini, that because of the Tefillin involves a Bittel Mitzvah to be Cholot to Tefillin, therefore Rava was willing to be more Mekel and not say that the Ikra Avelis was the first 3 days, but rather that a person need not be Cholot to it after, may not be Cholot to Tefillin whatsoever. Now, if that Chilak is correct, so that could be one answer. The Achronim and the Poskim didn't bring a Raya from the fact that we would say mixim kikulo and tefillin to prove that the nihugim, which are only 3 days and not seven, we say mixim kikulo in, because tefillin is a mitzvah, and therefore we have more of an atiyah, we have more of a predilection to be mekel and tefillin, mashenkin the other nihugim like malacha, and yitzim pesach beis, etc., which are divrei rishos, then the achronim had their machlokas, had their savik, whether or not we would say they're mixim kikulo. Chor, we suggest another chilik. That is that inasmuch as the Gemara here has an asmachta for the Niyug of Tefillin, from the Pasuk of Yimei B'chi Eva Moshe, according to Rabbi Eliezer, or from the Pasuk of Acharisa Kiyomar, according to Rabbi Yeshua. So it may be that the Iker Niyug of Tefillin, the Iker Niyug of the Isra Tefillin, of Hanachas Tefillin, was Me'ikara, was originally only meant to be for 1 or 2 days, since the Pasuk is giving us, is pinning for us a certain number of days that the Niyug has to be. And therefore, in essence, when these days are up, we would say that on the last day, mixim kikulo. Just like whenever we have a series of days a person must keep, the days of Shiva itself. Why is it pashut that we say on the seventh day, or shloshim on the 30th day, mixim kikulo? Because the person has completed the requisite number of days, the requisite amount of days, which have been designated by Chazal for the nihugim that he has to keep. And on the last day of that set, of that unit of days, the halach is a mixim kikulo, therefore for tefillin as well, because originally the set of the avelas that was given for the isra anachas tefillin is 2 days according to Rabbi Eliezer, 1 day according to Rabbi Yeshua. Therefore, we would have said mixim kikulo. However, with regard to the other nihugim that we have in the Gemara and Amud Beis, so in essence, as we already mentioned about this in Afiyotas, these are really simply the same nihugim that exist throughout the entire Shiva with a chumrah. There's a special chumrah in the nihugim on the first 3 days. And therefore, since in essence, when a person reaches the third day, he hasn't really completed the entire requisite amount of days for this niyug. Be'etzem, this niyug requires 7 days. It's just that he's completed the chomer aspect, the chomer part of those niyugim. So then it may be that we would not say mixas yom kikulo when a person is still in the middle, be'etzem, of the requisite number of days he needs to keep. And that's the suffix in the achronim as to whether or not we say mixas yom kikulo on the niyugim which have a chomer in the first 3 days.
And I found afterwards in the ksav yad of the Netziv, in his Pirush HaMak Sheila, in the Shilta and Shilta Lamed, he suggests me'ein this tzad that we suggested now, that the reason why the Shaila of the Chachmas Adam and the Gra doesn't have a hachraf in Tefillin is because Tefillin, the number of days, was set by the psukim that the Gemara quotes. As Asmachta told us, the number of days that the Niyak should be noik for, and therefore the tzad of the Rishonim that we were mixing kikulo would not be a raya to the Nihugim of Shiva. So again, to summarize what we've seen with regard to the Isra of Tefillin, we saw the Rishonim are bothered by the Lashon of the Gemara of Gimel Yom Rishonim or Beis Yom Rishonim, when in essence it's really only an Isra for 2 days or Isra for 1 day. The Ramban, in fact, wanted to prove from here that we need to come out and mix in Kikulo and say that the Avil may not put on Tefillin until after the Menachem leave on the third day or the second day, respectively, according to the Tanaim. And other Rishonim argued and said that no, that the Gemara uses this terminology, La Fukeya, saying Mixes Yom Kikulo would have minimized it to only 1 day or 2 days according to Ijtana. And then we saw that the Achrona, who discussed the issue of Mixem Kikulo with regard to Nihukim, which only on the third day, did not bring a raya from Tefillin, which is Mashem Yishonim, that there is a Mixem Kikulo in theory. That's either because Tefillin is a mitzvah and therefore we're more mekel, or because the Asmachta that we have for Tefillin tells us that the requisite number of days for Tefillin originally was only 1 or 2 days, whereas other Nihugim don't have such an Asmachta, rather they're simply Pratim in the Nihugi Shiva, and therefore the Achronim were Mesipik, whether or not only on the third day, we could already say it makes us a Yom Kikula.
A well-known Shaila that the Achronim talk about, and that is that the Isra Tefillin, which our Gemara discusses, which according to what we paskin, like Rabbi Yeshua, is only on the first day, is that only when the first day is both the Yom Misa and the Yom Kfura, or even if the first day of Avelis is only the Yom Kfura, in other words, the Yom Misa was on one day, and the Kfura was not able to be done until the next day, is there also an Isra Tefillin on the day which is only the Yom HaKfura? Now, why would there be a difference? So, the big Manda Omar in this Shita is the Maritatz. The Maritatz, in his Chidushim to Perek Ezeo Neshach, he relates there that in the middle of writing his Chidushim, his son passed away, and therefore he writes a Tshuva there with regard to some Yoni Avelis that he was mistopic about after his Shiva. So he writes that it could be that which we have in our Gemara, that Avil is Pater from Tefillin, even though, as the Gemara already itself points out, it's a mitzvah, that might only be if we have Avelis d'Araisa, Avelis on the first day, which is Menatara, according to some Shitas. So that Avelis has the ability to be Doche, the mitzvah of Tefillin. And the Maritatz proves from several Rishonim, including the Rashba and others, that which we say that Avelis Yom Rishon is Midaraisa is only if it's the day of both the Misa and the Kfura. But if the day of Kfura is a separate day from the day of the Misa, then, the Maritatz proves, we do not say that the Avelis on that day is Midaraisa, even though it's the first day of the Shiva, but that Avelis isn't Midaraisa. So that's true, as the Maritatz, perhaps, and we should say, that an Avelis Chayiv and Tefillin, in such an instance, where the first day of Avelis is only on the Kfura, and therefore the Avelis on that day was not Doraisa, so then we should not say that there's a Ptur on Tefillin. Now there is a Smach, L'chora, to the Maritatz, from the Ramban in Toras Adam. The Ramban is discussing the Shittas HaGaonim, who hold that the first day of Avelis is Doraisa. And the Ramban explains that the mitzvah of Tefillin, which was a mitzvah rabbah, they only asked it on the first day because the first day has Avelis d'Araisa. But after the first day, because Avelis is only d'Rabbanan and l'kuli amah, therefore, they did not want to be mevatel the mitzvah of Tefillin. So we see in the Ramban clearly, l'chora, that the mitzvah of Tefillin, that which an Avel did not, is the mitzvah is nitchef in the Avel, is only when you have Avelis d'Araisa. But if you would have Avelis d'Rabbanan, so then you would not be able to say that the mitzvah of Tefillin is nitchef. So the Maritatz would suppose from here that if we can prove that that Avelis d'Araisa is only present on the first day when it's both the day of the Kfura and the day of the Misa, so then it would come out in a case where the Yom HaKfura is separate from the Yom HaMisa, that the Ramban would agree that Avelis should put on Tefillin, even though it's the first day, and the Ramban only talk about the second day, but at the same time, it's still Baser Taima, the time that the second day is only the Ramban would exist in this case as well. And therefore, the Ramban should conclude that the Avelis Chayiv and Tefillin in such a case. However, many Achronim argued and were Doche, the Shita of the Maritatz, and they brought a very strong Raya from the Shita of the Ramban himself. Because Ramban himself elsewhere, in the Toras Adam, when he's discussing the Lacha of a Shmua Krova, Ramban has miyaseid the klal that Yom HaShmua is Kiyom HaKfura, that for all intents and purposes, having a Shmua is Ki'ilu hearing about and finding out about the Kfura of the mace, and that gives that day of the Shmua the status of the day of the Kfura of the mace. And the Ramban writes that the day of a Shmua, the Avil is not put on tefillin. Now, it's quite obvious that this halacha, that the Yom HaShmu is the status of Yom HaKfura, does not mean that it has the status of the Yom HaMisa VaKfura. L'maisa, the Misa was on one day, and the Shmua, which Ki'ilu is like the Kfura, is on a different day. So L'chor, this is exactly the case of Maritatz, where Misa and Kfura were on separate days, and the Ramban is still saying the Avil is part of from Tefillin. So L'chor, it's Muchach from the Ramban, and this Raya is brought by the Dogel Mervava, and by the Eli Rabba, and the Birkei Yosef, and many, many Achronim, to bring Raya Muchachas against the Maritatz from the Ramban, that even when the Avil is not the Raya, so like in the case of Shmua, the Avil is still part of from Tefillin. And we should point out, there are some shitos yichidos that we find that do say even a shmua is daraisa, the Meiri and Psachim, and as well as the Tshuvas Radvaz, quoted in the Piskei Tshuva and Hilchas Avelos, do seem to have a tzad that a shmua can be considered a daraisa, even if it's not the Yom HaMisa. Kanira, they held that when a person becomes aware of the entire story, both the Misa and the Kfur on one day, so then we consider it as if it's the both have happened together on the same time, and it is Yom HaMisa, Yom HaKfura. But this is a Shita Duchuya. The Pashas is that a Shmua is only the Rabbanon, and therefore, L'chor, there's a Raya Muchachas against the Maritatz from the Ramban. Now, if you will ask about the Raya that we mentioned from the Ramban earlier, that the Ramban was Mashma, that the only time that Chazal were willing to set aside the Mitzvah of Tefillin, which was a Mitzvah Rabbah, was for Avelis, which was Midaraisa. But Avelis, which was only a Divrehem on the second day and onward, then the person would be Chayiv in Tefillin. And therefore, we should say like the Maritatz, that if even the first day, the Avelis is not Daraisa, because the Kfura and the Misa were not on the identical day, we should say the Avelis is in fact Chayiv in Tefillin. L'chara, these Achronim will say that even though it's true, that's the way that the reason that we set it up, the Mechalak in the first day and the later days, was based on the fact that normally the first day is Daraisa, and the following day is only Darabanan. But once Chazal reached that Geder, that the first day is different than the rest of the days, they said it no matter what. Even if in this particular instance, the first day isn't Daraisa, because the Kfur and the Misa happen to be on separate days, still the Maisa, Chazal were Magda, the first day of Avelis, to be a day when there is no Tefillin, even though in this instance it's only Darabanan, and the Tam doesn't exist. But the Maisa, Chazal only allowed the Avel towards Tefillin on the second day and onward, and made it into an Isser Avelis on the first day no matter what, for the Avel towards Tefillin. This is how most Achronim paskin, including the Mishnah Berurah, against the Maritatz, that in fact the Avil is Pater from Tefillin, even when the Yom HaKfura is not the Yom HaMisa. It is well known, the Minhag Yerushalayim, to follow the Maritatz, and some say even to do with a bracha, to put it on when it's the Yom HaKfura. I believe there are those who say that a person should put on Tefillin b'tanai, that if he's chayiv in tefillin like the shita of Maritatz, then he's having in mind the mitzvah. And if he's part of tefillin like the shita of the Rov HaAchronim, so then he's putting it on as a tachshit ba'alma. Now, in terms of the yishuv we can offer for the Maritatz from this raya that the Achronim brought in the Ramban, so in the Tshuvas Be'er Yitzchak from Yitzchak Elchanan of Kovno, he writes that l'chora, there's a stir mineu bay in the Ramban. Besides the Ramban that we mentioned earlier, that seems to say that the reason that the Avel is Pater from Tefillin is only that Avelis Daraisa is Doche, the Tefillin, which is a Mitzvah Daraisa, but Avelis Darabonon cannot be Doche Tefillin. The Ramban elsewhere writes that the possibility exists for the Avel to be Aser to put on Tefillin on the second day until the Menachemim leave, as we made a reference to before. Now, even though the second day is not Daraisa, according to any of the Shitas Ramban discussed over here, yet he still would have thought on his own that the Avil is also to put on Tefillin, at least for part of the second day. So L'chor, there's a steer anyway in the Ramban. In one place, Ramban says that we only are willing to be Doche, Tefillin for the Avil when it's a Mitzvah Daraisa, to have the Avelis, and elsewhere he seems to be happy saying that the Mitzvah Tefillin is Nitche from a Darabonon. And Yitzchak Elchanan adds on another diuk. If you look at the Ramban's side, if you examine where the Achronim were coming from when they brought the halacha that the Ramban holds on the day of a Shmua Krova, that a person does not wear tefillin, is in fact only a diuk in the Ramban. Because the Ramban there is actually discussing a Shmua Rechoka, and he says that if a person hears a Shmua Rechoka, it's not more chumra than the second day of Avelos, and therefore is eino cholitz tefillin. Person does not need to take off tefillin if he's wearing the tefillin when he hears a Shmua Rechoka, because it's not more chumra than the first day. From here, all the poskim were medayik, then the Ramban is mashma, that on the Shmua Krova, which could have the status of the first day of Avelos, the Yom HaKfura, as Ramban here is miyaseid, then if a person is wearing tefillin, he would have to be cholitz them. But there is in fact no mefurish adiyak in the Ramban that a person would not lechatchila put tefillin on the day of a Shmua Krova. So based on these two diyukim, the Be'er Yitzchak, Yitzchak Elchanan explains as follows. The Ramban held to take away an entire day from the Ovel, in other words, to say the entire day from beginning to end is Aser for the Ovel to put on tefillin, there we're only going to do it if the Avelis is Daraisa. If the Avelis is Daraisa on that day, then we're going to say that the Ovel has to take away the tefillin for the entire day. However, in the instances of the second day, or in the instance of the day of Shemuah, the Ramban is discussing a case where the person was already Mekayim tefillin today. He's going to be Mekayim tefillin after the Menachemim leave in the event of the second day. Or in the case of the Shemuah, he's going to be Mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin before he heard the Shemuah. So the Ramban didn't hold in those cases that the Rabbanan couldn't say, let's take away the mitzvah of tefillin for the remnant of the day, the remaining part of the day, even though he's losing the kiyum of having tefillin that part of the day. Since at least he had the kiyum on a minimal level once today, that would be enough for the Rabbanan to say, even though the veil is the one, the Rabbanan will take away the mitzvah deraisa of tefillin because of the inyan of achrisa kilmar, as our Gemara mentioned. And therefore, that's the answer to for the Maritats from the Ramban about Shmuah. In the case of Shmuah, since the person had put on tefillin before the Shmuah, and he was mekayim the minimal mitzvah deraisa of the tefillin by doing that, so even though now when the Shmuah comes, only avelis rabbanon, the Ramban holds that the rabbanon, that we are willing to say b'chay gavna that the person should be nitchev in the mitzvah tefillin, which is deraisa, whereas in the case of the Maritats, where if the person would not be permitted to put on tefillin and the Yom HaKfura, he would miss the entire day, then the Maritats might be right. That we're not going to say, because of the Veil Rabbanon, that we should be Docha Lagamri the entire day from the Mitzvah of Tefillin for the Ovel on the Yom HaKfura.
Mara and Amud Beis discusses the Isser of Sheila Shalom for an Ovel and for people towards an Ovel and all of its details. And before we discuss the Lumdus of the Isser, we'd like just to go through the Maskanas HaSigya, because it's a complicated Chakla Vitaria. The Maskanas HaGemara, the Isser for the Ovel to be Shoel B'Shlom Chavero, Shoel B'Shlom Acherim, only lasts during the Shiva itself. There's no Isser on the Ovel himself post the Shiva. And during the Shiva, the Ovel may not be Shoel B'Chlal during the entire days of the Shiva, the Shalom of anyone. That's the Iker Isser of Sheel HaShalom. And the Gabi being Meshiv Shalom to respond to someone who offered him Shalom. So then it's a chilek between the first 3 days and the duration of the Shiva. For the first 3 days, the Ovel may not be Meshiv Bechlal, even if someone who didn't know he was an Ovel or didn't know the Halacha offers him Shalom. He may not be Meshiv Shalom. He must say he's an Ovel, and it's also for him to be Meshiv Shalom. And from day 3 and on, or according to some, as we mentioned before, from day 4 and on, the Ovel, if he's offered Shalom, may respond Kedarko with Shalom. That's as far as the Ovel goes. As far as other people offering Shalom to the Ovel, so here we have the Gemara telling us that it's Aser for anyone to be Meshiv, to be Shal Shalom of the Ovel for the entire 30-day period of the Shiva. And if that's for a non-parent, if for a parent, the entire Beis Chodesh is an Isser to be Shoel B'Shalom the Ovel. And the Gemara says the reason is, Shehu Eino Sharei B'Shalom. It's improper to ask Shalom to the person, to the Ovel, who isn't Sharei B'Shalom. Now, the Chora, these two Isurim that we have of the Ovel to be Shoel B'Shalom Acherim, and for Acherim to be Shoel B'Shalom the Ovel, the Chora are rooted in very different things. The Isser for the Ovel to be Shoel in the Shalom of Acherim is one of the Nihugi Shiva. The Gemara brought a pasuk for it, brought a makor for it back in Daftas Vav, from the pasuk in Yechezkel of Hanikdom, that the Ovel should remain silent, and the Rishonim said we understood that to mean that he should not be Shoel B'Shalom Acherim. And that's one of the Nehugi Shiva, and that's why after Shiva, there's no Isser, there's no limitation Bechlal on how the Ovel is Shoel B'Shalom Acherim. Whereas, as our Gemara tells us, the Isser to give Shalom to the Ovel is nothing to do with Hanikdom, it's not one of the Nehugi Shiva Bechlal. It extends the entire time that the Ovel is still in his Avelis, and therefore, as the Gemara says, because the Ovel is not Shari B'Shalom, so the entire 30 days for a non-parent, or the entire Yud Beis Chodesh for a parent, the Ovel is still somewhat in grief, and has his Avelis to some extent, he's not Shari B'Shalom, and therefore, it's not appropriate to be Shol B'Shalom the Ovel. And L'chora, one would have thought that the Gedarim of these two different Yisurim would be different. However, we'll see shortly that both in the Ritva and in the Darkei Moshe, it's Muchach, that they equated these two Isurim and did not differentiate between them. First of all, in the Ritva notes that the Gemara here relates the story of Rabbi Akiva, when his sons died, and the entire Beis Yisrael came, and they were masved them and gave them kavod, and Rabbi Akiva got up after the Hespedim, and he said, you did a great kavod for me, and he left them with a bracha, l'chul l'beisechem l'shalom.
And it's clear in the Gemara that the Gemara considers this parting line, this farewell wish that Rabbi Kiva left to the assembled, to be an Isra of Sheila Shalom. And that's why the Gemara has to say that because it was covered Rabbim, it was mutter for Rabbi Kiva to do this, even though it was the first day of Avelis, to tell the assembled people, L'chul avei seichem l'shalom. The Ritva says, we see from here, that not only asking the Avel how he is, to say, ask the Avel how is his Shalom, to say, Ma Shalom Cha, how is he doing, that's included in the Isra of Sheila Shalom, but even to offer him a bracha, to offer him a wish, which wishes him peace, which wishes him Shalom, that's also inappropriate, and it's also Aser under the Isra of Sheila Shalom. And Lashem Ritva is Mashma, that this Isra is not only true for the Avel offering to other people, as in Muchach and the Gemara, the story of Rabbi Akiva, but it's even Aser for the other people to offer to the Avel, to tell the Avel that he should be B'Shalom. Now one could have been Machalik, that since the sort of the Isra of the Avel, to be Shal B'Shalom Achirim is Hanekdom, as we mentioned, so there it's inappropriate not only for him to ask how others are doing, but also to wish them a bracha of Shalom. But whereas from the other people giving Shalom to the Avel, so one would have thought, since the Isra is only totally on being, the Avel is not Shari B'Shalom, so if we ask him how he is, that's going to bring up negative feelings and negative connotations, and therefore, it's inappropriate. But to give him a bracha, to give him a blessing, he should be with peace, we would have thought that's fine. The same way we're Menachem him, we give him Bergas Tanchumen, and that's one of the Ikar reasons that we have the Shiva, that we can give him the Tanchumen, but the we would have thought the same thing is true, to offer him a bracha of Shalom. However, the Lashon Ritva is Muchach, that's not the case, that he holds the same way in Muchach and the Gemara, that the Avil may not offer a bracha of Shalom to the other people. The opposite is true as well, that other people may not offer this bracha of Shalom to the Avil. That's also violating the problem that the Avil is not Shari B'Shalom. Now, very interestingly, both the Ritva and the Ran testify to us that the minig ha'olam was to be makel in Isra of Sheila Shalom. The Ritva says, "Va'achshav noagu ha'olam kula b'dvar ma'elu." The minig ha'olam is to be makel with regard to Sheila Shalom. And the Ran is even more harif. He writes, "Uba'avonosenu, in our great averos, b'dor hazeh einam nizharim. We are not careful. We are not cautious about the halachas of Sheila Shalom." Hashem berachamav yechaper avonoseinu. Hashem should be mechaper this avera that we're not careful with the halachas of Sheila Shalom with an avel. Now, maybe that the rationale for the minig that we see the Ran and the Ritva referring to can be found in the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe in Yerodes and Shin Pehei writes as follows: Umashenogim ha'idna lishol b'shlom aveilim la'achar shiva. That which we see, the minig is at least after shiva that people are makel on the iser of being shol b'shlom aveilim, even though medina de gemara it's aser. Nira desvir lehu deshela shalom sha'anu noagim ba. That the Sheila Shalom that we do isn't the Sheila Shalom that the Gemara, that the Chazal had in mind when they made this Isser. And he refers us to what he wrote in Orachaim Simen Pei Tes. There the Rama, the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef is discussing the Isser of being Shal B'Shalom to one's friend before davening. And the Rama there and the Beis Yosef there bring kulas if a person either does not use the word Shalom, he doesn't actually use Hashem's name, that's what's offensive about Sheila Shalom, that he's using Hashem's name at the wrong time in the wrong place, or the Shalom there is only prohibited if it's accompanied with a Kriya, if it's accompanied with a bow or a curtsy, something like that, which is in addition to the actual verbal exchange of greetings, there's also some physical manifestation and gesture which relates to the Shalom. Only then, some Rishonim held, was there an Isser. But, for example, the Beis Yosef brings, to say, Safra Demaritav, to say, good morning, my friend, since one is not accompanying this wish with a Kriya, and one is not using Hashem's name of Shalom, there's no problem, Bechlal. And some Rishonim, in fact, are of this opinion, Bechlal, there is no Isser, to say, Safra Demaritav, before davening. L'chora, then, that's what the Darkei Moshe has in mind, that we see that, even though the Gemara asked her, Sheila Shalom for an Avel, that's only to use the Lashon of Shalom, to use the Lashon of Hashem's name. But to say hello, and perhaps even to say how are you, which doesn't include the word Shalom, doesn't include the Shem Hashem, might not be Aser. And that's perhaps what the minig was, that people were makel on the Isra of Sheila Shalom. They didn't say Ma Shalomcha, they didn't say how is one Shalom, they asked how are you, or they said hello, welcome, things like that, which would not be under the rubric of Isra Sheila Shalom. That l'chora might be a yisha for the minhag. However, the Darkei Moshe goes on. Mihu mimaisa Rabbi Akiva shekasavti b'samuch the lo hitiu elam shum kvod rabim lo mashmakin. Since we see in the Gemara that the story of Rabbi Akiva considered the bracha of l'chul veiskan l'shalom to be under the category of shel l'shalom, it's muchach that this is not the case. Now, first ha'ara on the Darkei Moshe is that the Darkei Moshe is proving from the story something that the Avel did to something that people did to the Avel, that the story in the Gemara, as we mentioned, was what Rabbi Kiva the Ovel himself said to the assembled crowd, whereas the minig that the Darka Moshe is describing is what people did to the Ovel. And again, we see the Darka Moshe, just like the Ritva, does not seem to be drawing a difference between what the Isser on the Ovel and the Isser of the assembled to the Ovel, and that's what he proved from the Gemara to the minig of people who were set it to the Ovel. But what's also Tzarech Bir in the Darka Moshe is, what is his Raya? Hooray, if the Yisod of the Heter, of Tzafet Demaritav, of saying good morning or saying the like, without using the word Shalom, is that it does not include Hashem's name. So where did Darka Moshe see in the Gemara that this is anything different? The Gemara said, the Rabbi Kiva told the crowd, L'chu l'beischem l'shalom, which again uses the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So how did Darka Moshe deduce from this Gemara this would also be in the Isser of Shel HaShalom to say good morning and the like?
It's not so clear, but it may be that Darka Moshe felt that inasmuch as it's Muchach in the Gemara, that not only asking how the Ovel is, or have the Ovel asking how others are, is included in the Isser, but even offering a bracha, even offering a farewell wish, is also included in the Isser. So even though it's true, the Gemara's example was something that used Hashem's name, but Darka Moshe understood that the fact that not only asking how are you is included in the Isser is a raya that really any form of greeting, any form of saying hello to one's friend must be included under the Isser of Shalom. Shalom. And therefore, Darka Moshe could deduce from the Gemara and the Gemara that even saying L'chul V'eschem L'Shalom was under the Isser of Shalom, Shalom, that really any way of greeting or saying hello or asking how one's friend is, even if one is not actually using the Shem of Shalom, must also be included in the Isser of Shalom. Shalom. L'maisa, the Poskim are not pleased with this minig. The Shach also says this time of the Darka Moshe is very weak. And he says, we don't find the poskim were makel within Shiva for this reason. There's no reason, therefore, to be makel after Shiva or after Shloshim to the Anovel and his parent. And Lamai said, that's L'chor the halacha, that the Isser Shel HaShalom is Rem Koma Omed, even though the Ar may kill him, but the Minig is not based enough in a real source to be able to justify. And as the Ran says, Hashem Yichaper Barachma V'Avonoseinu, Hashem should be Mechaper on those who don't keep the halacha properly.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.